All right, there's a widespread minhag among Ashkenazim to wear a kittel at the Seder. The kittel, of course, is a white garment that we typically wear on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And I think it's most closely associated with Beged Metim. It reminds us most of Tachrichim, the way a person is buried. As such, it seems somewhat odd that a person would be wear it at the Seder. It seems to be, counterindicated. So there's a number of reasons that are given why people wear a kittel at the Seder. First, I want to say I didn't see this halacha anywhere in the Mechaber of the Ramah, which itself is, I think, interesting. It sounds like the Minhag must have arisen at a later point in time, though the Taz and the Magen Avraham do mention it. So so one reason that the Taz has is, he says, Shlo tesuach da'ato alav b'mnei ha-simcha, that a person shouldn't get too intoxicated with all the simcha that takes place at the Seder. The Seder is very, it's of course a yantiv like every other yantiv, but in addition to which, the Mechaber in Siman Tafayin Beis brings down, he said, there shulchano yafeh b'kilim na'im kipi koko. Person should try to, adorn the table in the most elaborate fashion, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, ve'afal gav de'b'chol ha'shana tov l'ma'et, even though generally we hold, say, a person should hold back a little bit. So if you have a lot of kelim, hold back a little bit. You don't go, he says, in memory of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Below Pesach, mitzvah l'harbo, the night of Pesach, it's a mitzvah to, put everything out, take out all the stops. The Amrul Maharil, the Mishnah Berurah says, they said concerning the Maharil, and the Maharil is, a very important personality in establishing the Minhagei Ashkenaz. He lived around 1400. Apparently, I assume he was lending money. If you had, collateral that non-Jews had left with him for the money that they had borrowed, he wouldn't use them at all. But on Pesach, he would take all of these beautiful kelim, I imagine like silver or gold or whatever, and put it on a special table so it would be viewed. So the Taz says, we don't want a person to get overboard with this simcha. You shouldn't go to your head. So you wear for the kittel, and the kittel reminds you of the Yom HaMitzvah. It's a little bit like the Gemara in Masechet Brachot. It says that the Chachamim, that they would do things at a party to kind of drop down the levity, like they would, break glass vessels, or say, Oilan Demitnan, Moras, we're going to die. In other words, you should remember the Yom HaMitzvah. Anyway, now, as a result of that, now the Taz holds that an Avel, a person's an Avelus, let's say, for a parent, the 12 months, or 30 days for other relatives, the Taz holds that the Avel should wear the kittel, the Avel should wear the kittel. But it's interesting, the Magen Avraham, Lechora, even though he's going with the same reason, the Magen Avraham says it's not necessary. In other words, the Avel already feels lousy. So there's, it's sad, obviously. But in other words, the Avel doesn't need any prompting to feel in a bad mood. So therefore, he would leave it out. That's one idea that goes with the kittel. But here in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid, and I don't mean to make light, obviously the person's an Avelus, it's a sad thing, but it means he doesn't need additional things to bring him down. Now, he brings down the Siach HaGrid from the Netziv has a Haggadah, which I have here. In his Hakdama, the Netziv gives a different reason for wearing the kittel. And he says that we wear the kittel, it's not because it's Beged Metim, not at all. He says it's the reason because you have to do Zecher the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach, you have to have Be'em of Yira, like eating on the Shulchan HaMelech. And since the Pesach is Ne'ach HaMi Shulchan Gavoa, in other words, when you're eating the Korban Pesach, we view it as like you're getting food from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what we view it. So he says, when you have the Korban, you have to wear Begadim Chashuvim. You have to have important clothes. It's coming at it from a different angle. He says, like Tfilim, and a Beged Pishtan Lavan, at least in the time of Chazal, like a white linen garment was considered Beged Chashuv. Like it says in Chumash, by Albeisho to Bigdei Sheish. It says by Yosef that after he was elevated to be the viceroy in Egypt, by Albeisho to Bigdei Sheish, he was dressed in linen garments. So even though our kittles, I think, are cotton, not linen, but it's close enough, and that would be a different derech to say going that way. Now, the only thing is, it comes out according to that reason lechora, then everybody who's at the Seder should wear the kittel. In other words, like the minhag is usually that the Baal HaBas wears the kittel. But if you're saying that it's like a Beit Chashuv, that this is the way you would eat the Korban Pesach, so lechora, everyone should wear the kittel. All right, now, that's two reasons. Now, also, I should mention that in the Piskei Tshuvas, he has a footnote. He wants to say, it's interesting, like all these minhagim people come up with different reasons for them. In the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes a different svara. It's the idea that derech eret b'simcha, like in freedom and happiness, but he wants to say, like the Kohen Gadol, who's Meshamish Lefnai Lefnim. In other words, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avodas Pnim, so he only wears the Big Day Lavan. The Big Day Lavan are the linen garments. So he wants to say that on Leil Pesach, there's a different reason. He wants to say on Leil Pesach, it's also not that it's down, like to get you down, Begin Meitim, it's also Derech Simcha. Just like you're like a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it's like the Simcha. All right, now there's another reason, though, that he brings down here in the Siach HaGrid, and he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe said that the reason they wear the kittel is just to make a shinui so the kids will ask questions. Like the Rambam brings down, meaning the Rambam brings down that you should make shinuyim that already been mentioned in the Gemara. The Rambam says, v'ketzad mishaneh. In other words, you want to make a lot of different changes on Leil HaSeder. So kids say, hey, what's going on? Things are unusual. Like, you know, in the household from Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, they would use a banana for karpas. I guess so. You do it each year. It doesn't surprise anybody. You know, like, where's the banana ready? You know, like, you can never get it ready. Anyway, so, but the idea is that they would have the banana, so the kids would say, how come we got a banana on the table at the beginning of the Suda? So he says, v'ketzan mishaneh, how do you make the shinui? Mechalik lem klayot ve'egozim. So the Rambam says, you divide up, like, parched grain and nuts. Well, Grima Shulchan, you lift up the Shulchan, or we would say like the Seder plate, but Chayotzei B'dvarim Elu. The Rambam says, and things similar to that. So you see from the Rambam, it's not limited to the ideas, you know, that we, you know, normally, like, you know, have, like with, moving the Seder plate, covering the Seder plate, that's something everybody has. So the so he says here in the footnote, he says that Dafka the Kittel is a big Meitim. And it was, how much more can you ask the kid to ask a question? Dad, how come you're dressed in these, like, tachrichim on the night of the Seder? That'll get the question going. So that's another reason to go with the question. Now, if you say that that's the reason, then it would come out that only the Baal HaBas to do it. Now, one last halacha with this, and that'll cover it for the kittel. And again, it's just an idea, you know, Chazal teach us that 30 days before Pesach, you have to go through the halachot, and a lot of halachot for Pesach. And so it's always good to get into shape with it. Now, one last idea is, let's say a chassan in the first year, should he wear a kittel? So there's a number of opinions that are brought down, both positive and negative. Now, one idea that Rav Shechter brings down in the Haggadah by Alan Weiss, when he put together the Torah from Rav Shechter, he quotes from the Maharam Shik, who says that in Hungary, the Maharam Shik lives in the 19th century, he was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, he says in Hungary, the minhag was that men would not wear a kittel within the first year of marriage. And he says, he suggests, the Maharam Shik does, this may be related to the fact that men often marry before the age of 20, and it seems incongruous that a young man would wear something that resembles tachrichim, topple his heart. I don't know, this practice should therefore not apply nowadays. Anyway, so within the first year of the marriage, there's different minhagim. Some wear, some don't wear, and that's the piece with that. All right, so I think you have everything on the kittel. And any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chanan, Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch Hashem,